Hello, this morning we feature two of the world's great sopranos and a young Philadelphia-based singer who's taking her first steps towards stardom. We listen back to archival interviews with Renee Fleming and Kiri Takanawa and hear from Leah Partridge, a singer with, we predict, a starry future. That's all ahead this morning, creatively speaking.
Support for Creatively Speaking comes from the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts and the listeners of WRTI.
And with me in the studio this morning is WRTI's Susan Lewis. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're asking you to show your appreciation for all of the opera and all of the music that you hear here on WRTI every day of the year by calling 1-866-809-9784. 1-866-809-9784.
If you like shorter fun drives, this drive is for you. It's a one-day fun drive. Think of it as a day at the opera, our one-day fun drive to celebrate opera and WRTI. So pledge today because of the music. Pledge now because you like a one-day fun drive.
1-866-809-9784. Think about when the last time was that you contributed to WRTI. And if it's a vague memory, then we really need to hear from you now. 1-866-809-9784. This is your time to take part in making sure that we can continue to bring you this music. WRTI seeks new members to join our growing organization. No experience required. In fact, the only qualification you need to become a new member is to call now with a pledge because you listen.
Whether you tune in for one favorite program or find yourself checking up on us repeatedly throughout the day or week, you are new member material. Financial support from our members ensures that we continue to bring you the programs and services you've come to enjoy. Simply call 1-866-809-9784 now for a quick, painless interview with one of our friendly operators. Then, congratulations for joining the team.
1-866-809. We're asking for your contribution on this day alone. This is not a long week or 10-day pledge drive. We're simply saying that you listen to WRTI all the time. On this day only, we would like to ask for your support. Help make this one-day fund drive a big success. Just one day of fundraising, Opera Day, a one-day fund drive. 1-866-809-9784. Every pledge really counts today and today only.
And some listeners don't support WRTI because they think the amount that they could give would be too small to make a difference. Contributions matter at any level, and here's why. Listeners provide WRTI's largest and most reliable source of funding. Almost half of our overall funding this year is from listeners. Listener support, not federal tax dollars, make up public radio's largest and most reliable source of funding. So make WRTI an even better radio station by adding your support today. Go to www.wrti.org or call 1-866-809-9784.
Born in Pennsylvania, Renee Fleming grew up in Rochester, New York, and sang jazz in college before embarking on her operatic career. She went to Europe on a Fulbright scholarship and studied at the Eastman and Juilliard music schools. In 1988, she debuted at Houston Grand Opera. She has since performed on stages all over the world and in a variety of styles. She's been described as the people's diva. And when we talked in 2005, I first asked her how she feels about the word diva.
It does, in its original form, mean goddess. I mean, insofar as an artist can come on stage and transcend who they are to create art and touch and move the audience, I hope I'm a diva. I mean, I hope that I fit that bill. I certainly try to. But the rest of it, I think, can stay firmly in some other place.
Is it in your nature that the ego would have taken over, that you would have become diva-esque in any way off stage?
Well, my theory about that is that people are either prone to that syndrome or they're not. And I've seen young singers who are, and I've watched them change, you know, quickly. And I think it has to do with a personality issue. It has to do with who they are by nature, in a sense. And I even tried. I went through a period where I felt really badly about not being diva-esque, about not being more temperamental, not being kind of, you know, I wanted to be the fodder of dinner conversations so badly. And try as I might, I could never get anything more than, oh, yeah, Renee Fleming, isn't she nice? And I hated that, and I've just since come to accept it, and I've just decided, well, it's who I am, and so there you have it. And maybe I can excel in other areas.
There is a theory also abroad that the greater the talent, the smaller the ego.
Well, you know, I have to say, when I've met people who do reach the top of their fields in any kind of world, they tend to be pretty wonderful. And one can say, you know, why wouldn't they be? They've achieved what they set out to achieve. There's not the frustration. There's no bitterness. There's none of the negativity that climbs into it. A lot of us, and myself included, tend to be insecure, but that doesn't necessarily turn us into monsters.
You're now, although my mother will not be pleased that I bring this up, but you're now in your 40s. This is a time when you're getting additional gifts vocally. Anything you've noticed in particular, or is it something that is a very such a gradual change that it's difficult to perceive?
Well, your mother trained you well. You're very well. At least you said it in a very nice way. Thank you. The difference, what I feel now is a certain stability and a certain trustworthiness, knock on wood, I am superstitious, to the voice, which makes it a joy to sing. It took a long time for my voice to really settle down and know where it wanted to go every day without giving me a tremendous amount of anxiety. What's not happening, interestingly enough, at least not yet, is that the weight that one expects with a more mature sound or the moving into heavier repertoire, that really doesn't seem to be happening.
But I mean,
it may, but
it's even apparent in your speaking voice. I mean, there is a greater resonance there that a 35-year-old simply doesn't have, to my ear at least.
Hmm. Well, I am also at the end of a cold.
Oh, okay.
I'm hearing it today too. I think I sound like a man, actually.
Cool.
Soprano Renée Fleming performing Vici d'Arte from Puccini's Tosca.
1-866-809-9784. We have this one day only chance to contribute to WRTI. Help make this one day fund drive a big success. 1-866-809-9784.
This is the first and last day of our fund drive. This is the chance for you. If you've become a little errant in your membership of WRTI, if it's something that slipped your mind, now's the time to put that right. 1-866-809-9784. Every pledge really counts today and today only.
And what makes a WRTI listener a contributor? One of the things we find is that a lot of people who listen to WRTI are the same people who like to get involved in activities to improve their communities. They support their libraries, community theater, other community organizations. Well, think of giving to WRTI as one of those activities. Having a great classical music station helps make this a great community. Your new membership today will not only pay for the programs you listen to, it creates the opportunity for somebody else in your neighborhood to discover WRTI. A new membership of $50 or whatever amount you choose keeps WRTI on the air, and it really does make a difference in our community.
1-866-809-9784. 1-866-809-9784. Before making her mark in opera, Kiri Takanawa was a teenage pop star in New Zealand. Of native or Maori and European ancestry, she went to London to study opera in the mid-1960s and made her debut at Covent Garden in 1971. Within the next decade, she had developed an international career, performing in major opera houses and concert halls around the world. We talked to her in 2004, prior to her retirement from the opera stage, about what had propelled her meteoric rise and how her career had evolved. There's a reputation which you share that the Maori people have of being very determined and very focused. Do you think that that's a function of you as a personality, or is it something that comes from your background?
I think it's a function of me, because I think sometimes along the line you have to be given the opportunity to be focused and determined. And it's not always in people's hands, really. I mean, it all depends. I had a career to pursue. Little did I know it at the time, but I did have a career to pursue and did. And so I was able to become focused and very determined as to what I wanted. But not everybody gets the opportunity to do that.
Are you still doing music that you did earlier in your career? Do you ever grow tired of music? I mean, what's the evolution? Well, how does repertoire change?
I feel as though I'd like to, whatever I sing, it's as if I'm singing it for the very first time and discovering it. And that's how I like to approach all my music. I don't swish through it and think, oh, that will do. I never do that. I always try to see if there's something more in it that I can express to bring it more alive. But I do work at every song I sing in a new approach every time.
Are there any sort of unfulfilled ambitions for you? Is there anything out there that, I mean, it's difficult to dream a better career than the one you've had. Is there anything that you would like to do in the future?
No, I think my career has been everything I've ever wanted it to be. I have no desire to do anything else. I'm very happy to leave it whenever the time is right, whether it be today or yesterday or even tomorrow. I'm very happy to leave it. But what I don't want to do is not help other people coming through. I'm very focused on the New Zealand aspect of things, because I think that's where there'd only be a few, but whatever those few would be very important to our country and our classical music.
Just one final question. You allude to the fact that you'll retire when the time is right. How will you know?
I'll know. Very quickly, I'll know.
Kiri Tikanawa performing Signore Ascolta from Puccini's Turandot. That track is just one of the timeless works on the 3-CD set 50 Best Opera Classics, which you can receive as a thank you gift when you call 1-866-809-9784 or pledge online at wrti.org.
You're listening to Creatively Speaking on WRTI.
1-866-809-9784. It's a day at the opera from WRTI. Our chance to expose you to as much wonderful opera, some of which you'll be very familiar with, some perhaps less so. We know that our listeners truly enjoy and love opera, and therefore, in this one day only, it's all opera, all day, but it comes with a condition.
That condition is that you pick up the phone and call 1-866-809-9784 to help make this kind of music happen, not only today, but every day on WRTI. So if you love opera, show that love by calling 1-866-809-9784, 1-866-809-9784. It's a one-day fun drive. It's your one chance to join and support this music.
1-866-809-9784. More accurately, it's a day at the opera, but it's literally the daylight hours. This fun drive is over at 6 p.m. We would like to have heard from you before then. Now would be a great time to do it. Think no longer. Join this WRTI community of supporters. With your help, we can make this one-day fun drive a big success and make sure that WRTI can continue to bring you the music you so love. Think about that. Think about how much you rely on WRTI. This is our day to ask you to show that support by calling 1-866-809-9784, 1-866-809-9784 or WRTI.org. Pledge now.
And if you like shorter fun drives, this drive is for you. Help make this one-day fun drive a big success. You can do it. You can be part of it. You can help make this happen. 1-866-809-9784. Don't put it off. If you've been thinking about it, we don't have that much time to think about it. This is one day, actually 12 hours.
And this really is so exciting. We're expecting, and we're so far getting a great response. Why don't you be the next person to add that response? Call while you're listening, 1-866-809-9784, or pledge online at wrti.org. Atlanta, Georgia-born soprano Leah Partridge has been on a meteoric rise. Less than 2 years after making her 2006 hometown debut in The Barber of Seville, her virtuosic technique and fine dramatic insight brought her to the stage of the Metropolitan Opera. Following a second engagement at the Met last February, Partridge made her Opera Company of Philadelphia debut as the courtesan Violetta in La Traviata in May. She now carries some of the great bel canto roles in her arsenal, including the title role of Lucia de Lammermoor, Violetta in La Traviata, Gilda in Rigoletto, and Marie in The Daughter of the Regiment.
And you can be a brain artist or you can just be a heart artist. But I think so often now we're taught in school to be brain artists. We can start out as heart artists, but then we become brain artists because that's what we need to be when we get to the conservatories and everything. And I think sometimes that your natural instincts can become untaught. And I know that's what happened to me. And I'm searching, I guess, and now at this point in my career for that self again, that person who started singing because it was something that just kind of poured out of me, not because I was trying to create some singing perfection that maybe you would hear on a recording. Opera is you know, a very specific art form, and there's a certain technique that's involved in singing. So trying to find the balance between being that artist who has it coming out of you naturally and the artist who knows what to do because so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that, and this teacher tells you to do this and this person wants this. I mean, it's kind of being the artist who, the painter who knows the techniques but then breaks all the rules and becomes the true artist. And with that comes a lot of pressure. And you wonder, is there anything new I can say? Is there anything new I can bring? And I think there is, because I am the only Leah Partridge there is on the earth right now, and other singers, you know, as well, that they, you have to bring your own unique experience, yourself, your pains, your triumphs to the character. And I think sometimes getting away from all that schooling, it can be very refreshing. You know, you do have to grow up with it, and you have to have a sense of yourself, if you want to call that a big ego or whatever. Having an ego, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think in a good way, it's what makes us survive. So you have to be able to look at yourself and go, these are my qualities. This is what I can best bring to this role. You know, I may not have the kind of voice that maybe Callis had. You know, maybe my voice isn't as big as some would like. But I certainly have... You have to look at the things that are my strengths, you know, and play to those. And and that takes maturity, and that takes time to really know what those things are, so that you're not doubting or wanting something that's not there, you know. When you really go into the character and you come home from rehearsal, you can't help but carry some of that back home with you. You have to tap into all of those things that cause you grief and cause you pain, and or just even feeling sorry for someone who may have gone through this. I mean, you can't help but have that sort of attachment to it. But on a bigger level, I mean, it's as an artist, it's so much fun to have a character to who you can, you know, you will visit throughout your artistic career, hopefully, and you can see how where you are in your life. It's amazing. You know, it's something that you can, gosh, the last time I did this, you know, I didn't have that perspective, or I didn't vocally have that depth. My voice has changed. You know, as you get older, you know, voices are like wine. They change. And, you know, that's exciting. It's a challenge, and it's you never get tired of it. It's something to always be, you know, why not? Why not change? Why not let it change you?
American soprano Leah Partridge. In that feature, we heard excerpts of Partridge's performance at the Metropolitan Opera as Marie in Donizetti's The Daughter of the Regiment, and in the Opera Company of Philadelphia's May 2010 production of La Traviata, featuring Partridge as Violetta and the Opera Company of Philadelphia Orchestra under music director Corrado Rivaris.
We're waiting for your call right now. Help make this one-day fund drive a big success. 1-866-809-9784. 1-866-809-9784.
Don't wait. Become a member now. You know what WRTI means in your life. You know what this music means in your life. And guess what? There's probably not anywhere else that you can get it as easily. We're here 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, with the music you so love. 1-866-809-9784. Help support the future of opera and WRTI by pledging now. 1-866-809-9784.
And if you've been listening and you have not yet made that call, when you make that call, you will feel so much better, because you will know that you are helping support this music that you love. And we will feel so much better, because you will be helping us supply the programming day after day. So right now, we're asking you to think about what WRTI means to you. If you listen, contribute because you listen. Contribute today because it's Opera Day. It's a 12-hour fund drive. It's the first day and the last day rolled into one day of fundraising. It's your chance to join and support the music that you love. WRTI can make your home, your office, your kitchen into a concert hall. If you love opera, this is a day to show your love of WRTI.
1-866-809-9784. Call now. There is no later. This is it. This is the day. This is your chance to show your support. There's no later in a one-day fund drive, and it'll work only because of your support. Don't leave it up to somebody else. Yes, perhaps they're calling, but you know that it's something that you should do. It's something that's not going to cost you a great deal financially, but believe me, after you've made the call, after you've made the contribution online, you're going to feel much better about yourself. You're going to feel much better about the listening experience as well, because guess what? The listening experience will be there for you because of you. 1-866-809-9784. 1-866-809-9784. The time is moving on. You're listening now. If you're near a phone, please won't you make the call. 1-866-809-9784.
You support the things you value, and in this case, you decide how much to support it. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Don't put this off. Go to the phone and call 1-866-809-9784. Decide on an amount. You decide and help support the music that you love. 1-866-809-9784.
We won't be here tomorrow. We won't even be here after 6. So make the call now. Show your commitment. 1-866-809-9784. 1-866-809-9784. And that's our program for this week. You can find an archive of past shows and subscribe to our podcast at our website, wrti.org. Creatively Speaking's theme music is by Bill Jolly, orchestrated by Tim Ripchester, and performed by Symphony and Sea under music director Rossin Milnov. Eric Brannan is our associate producer. The show's executive producer is Jack Moore, and I'm Jim Cotter.
Creatively Speaking is a production of WRTI in Philadelphia. Support for the program comes from the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts and the listeners of WRTI.